different phases. Happy, sad, anxious, angsty, angry, and excited. Tune in each week as we revisit past mistakes, explore dreamy adventures, and embrace current moods with a variety of indie rock tunes.
Broadcasting 24/7, 365, you're listening to 101.9 FM and CFRC.ca, Kingston's only campus community radio station. Tune in for the best local programming.
Good morning, CFRC listeners. I'm Izzy, and you have just tuned in to Our Secret. And I really, really cannot believe this is the seventh episode of Our Secret. It's crazy how time slips away. And speaking of time slipping away, I have been staying up unreasonably late every night without fail. And when I mean unreasonably, take whatever time you're thinking and push it back by 2 hours. So in honor of, well, I don't want to honor it, but, you know, in recognition of my really skewed circadian rhythm, I'm going to start today's episode off with Tired of Waking Up Tired by the Diodes. I'm Izzy, and this is Our Secret. You just heard I'm Tired of Waking Up Tired by the Diodes, and I'll tell you exactly why I too am tired of waking up tired. Not why I am, but why I have been. So I thought it would be genius, and I'm not saying it's not. It has proven to be a really great idea. I brought my Nintendo Wii from home, and oh no, has it ever been a distraction. Late into the night, I'll say, okay, I'm done my work. Now I need a break. Now I need a brain break. Now I need to de-stress. So I'll go play my Wii. Or with my friends, we'll be up playing the Wii. And I always find like a rationale for it to sort of compromise the fact that I'm up like at 5 a.m. playing on, you know, the Wii, be like, oh, it reminds me of home. I feel like I'm home in the basement. Like, maybe you'd also feel at home if you were asleep in your bed and it's like you're sleeping in your bed at home. Anyways, enough self-deprecation. I have two great songs coming up. We have Fairy Tale in the Supermarket by the Raincoats, and following that, I Can't Explain by The Who. I'm Izzy, and this is Our Secret.
I'm
You just heard Fairy Tale in the Supermarket by The Raincoats and I Can't Explain by The Who. I'm wondering if anyone who is listening right now has seen the new Frankenstein. And if that is you, did you love it? Because I loved it. I've watched it over a week ago now. I can't stop thinking about that film. Like, my favorite part is the imagery, the part with the peach, where the model takes a bite of the peach, like, the fruit, the forbidden fruit, and then it shows the lymphatic system, and that's, like, the forbidden... I don't know. It's just been stuck in my head. I forgot how much fun movies are, and I really, really want to go see Wicked for good. I am one of those people. Sue me. I love musicals. I don't understand people who... you know, berate them so hard. Musicals are a great, great time. That's my closing thought. Let's get into more music. I am going to play you Eve of Destruction by Johnny Thunders and Leave Me Alone by New Order. I'm Izzy, and this is Our Secret.
Well, east and west, it is exploding, violent flares and bullets loading. Enough to kill, but not for voting. You don't believe in war, but what's that gun you're toting? And even the Jordan River has bodies floating. And you tell me over and over and over again, my friend, how you don't believe we're on the eve of destruction. Well, look at all the hate there is in Red China. Take a look around Elmer, Alabama. You may leave here for 4 days in space, but when you return, it's the same old place. Love your next door neighbor, and don't forget to say grace. And tell me over and over and over again, my friend, how you don't believe we're on the eve of destruction. How you don't believe we're on the eve of destruction. How you don't believe we're on the eve of destruction. Through my teeth, through my nose, you get these words wrong.
just heard Eve of Destruction by Johnny Thunders and Leave Me Alone by New Order. Next up, we have 125 Monk by The Haunted. And a bunch of these songs by The Haunted have 125 before the title. And I wish I could tell you what it meant, but I genuinely have no idea why. Disregarding that, we have Jenny's In a Sleep World by The Diodes, and then Unconscious Melody by Preoccupations. I'm Izzy, and this is Our Secret.
Back at me. time of the signs. I open up a book, I can't understand the meaning. I need something to eat. Falling over backwards in an embarrassing fashion. Embarrassing fashion.
If you are tired of the algorithm-based music age we are in and looking for unique, boundary-pushing new sounds, join me, Luke, and oftentimes friends on The Grove every Tuesday at 3. We will listen to and discuss music from electronic to alternative. See you there.
Hello and welcome to Salt Licht and Rapture. I'm your host, Nishan Tung. Salt Licht and Rapture is a sonic exploration of, to quote Virginia Woolf, violent waves of emotion. Featuring both known and lesser-known musicians and poets, a special emphasis is placed on oddball, enigmatic, outsider artists whose work invokes dreamscapes and feelings of alienation, nostalgia, melancholy, existential unease, and yearning. Join me on Fridays at 8 p.m. on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Young Agrarians is the largest educational resource network for new and young ecological farmers in Canada, with a long-term goal to stop farm loss and ensure future generations can farm. YA offers farmer-to-farmer programming to grow the next generation of food growers by creating access to community, education, on-farm training, land, business mentorship, and other resources. Join our network by checking out youngagrarians.org. That's YOUNGAGRARIANS.ORG. Together, let's grow the next generation of viable and ecological farmers on Turtle Island.
Hello and happy Tuesday morning. You are listening to 101.9 CFRC, and I'm Izzy, your host on Our Secret. I have two fun, funky songs coming up next. We have Personality Crisis by the New York Dolls and Got to Get Out by Nick Gilder. Or Gilder. I really don't have a clue. Sorry, Nick. We'll be right back. You just heard Personality Crisis by the New York Dolls and Got to Get Out by Nick Gilder. Up next is a new release, but here's my nuisance. I feel like I have been relying on the same two albums to sort of showcase a new release, and I am in a slump. I don't mean to be a downer. It is so hard to find good new rock music, at least that fits with my, you know, curation for the show. I need to dig deep, deep, deep if I want to find anything that I think is worthy to be played. And since I have these, you know, core rotation, I can sort of rely on, like, all these different albums that are relatively new. I can say, oh, it's a new release, but it's, like, the same three artists. I don't know. I don't feel like I'm doing a good job. I feel like I'm robbing you, the listener, of, you know, like, something truly, truly new and unique. And I'm robbing myself because I'm not really, like, looking. I'm not getting out there. I'm not discovering. I feel like it's just as much about as discovery for me as it is for you when it comes to new music. Because half the songs that I play, I have not, well, I've listened to them, but I've went out on a limb. I've sort of, like, I'm looking for this show, and I love it because it gets me to, you know, peek in some corners I've never peeked before. But this is ironic because these next few songs I picked are, like, all-time faves. Except for this new release, which is Bitter Every Day by Wednesday. And following that, Esoteric by Deeper. And then, finally, in this triad of songs, we have Hot Freaks by Guided by Voices. I'm Izzy, and this is Our Secret.
Grocery store sushi.
virgin baptized me with salt. She told me liquor. Before King Everything, and he asked me to join him in the Red Wing. Took me to Pyland, said I'm a thigh man. I will be eternally hateful.
You just heard Bitter Every Day by Wednesday, Esoteric by Deeper, and Hot Freaks by Guided by Voices. Now, that second song I played, Esoteric, it reminds me of when I learned how to snowboard for the first time. And I have a background in skateboarding, so I picked it up pretty fast, but I was like Bambi, like I was falling and, you know. So that song reminds me of having a bruised tailbone. I think I might have broke it or something. Maybe not. Maybe it was just perpetually bruised or sprained. I don't even know if you can sprain your tailbone. But for months after, I could not sit down peacefully without being in pain. So as much as I love that song, Esoteric by Deeper, I don't know. It reminds me of memories of pain. And I know a bit earlier in the show, I don't know if any listeners have remained, but oh, that was so self-deprecating. I'm sure there's one person out there who's listened to all my blurbs and all my music. But I was talking about, I forgot how much fun movies are, and I really need to find Christmas movies. I don't mean to be, like, I don't want to say a Grinch, but Christmas, it's never been like that. I don't think I've ever, maybe this is a lie, maybe I'm, but I never have felt this strong, such strong emotion to Christmas that a lot of people I know, they really ride for Christmas. But this train of thought is, I need to find some good Christmas movies. I need to, maybe that will help, like, shake me up, you know, get me a little bit excited. Not that I'm not excited, I do like the holiday, but people ride for Christmas. I really love the movie The Holdovers. That, I think, is my number one Christmas movie, if you can even call it that. I think you can. But it's more of, it takes place in and around Christmas. It's not like a Christmas movie. And then same thing with the movie Rushmore, which, hey, if there's a Rushmore holiday, I'd ride for that. I love that movie. And it also does have like Christmas in it, I think. Oh, I don't even know. I think I'm just like, you can't teach an old dog new tricks. I have settled. I used to be so down to like watch new things. Now I've settled in my ways. I will watch my same old movies that I know I'm gonna like. Oh, but I do need to rewatch Rushmore. It's been almost a year since I've seen that movie. Isn't that, that's evil. Everyone listening should watch Rushmore. It's like a prerequisite for listening to Our Secret. Actually, the whole soundtrack is a lot of British Invasion stuff and stuff I've played before. I've gotten from that film just because, I don't know, Wes Anderson did a great job curating it. And it's like pre-Wes Anderson, so it's not crazy, symmetrical, colorful, like all that. I don't know. Check it out. Check out The Holdovers if you want a Christmas movie that is outstanding and will probably make you cry. And I think that's my closing thought, Christmas movies. But thank you for spending your Tuesday morning with me, listening to Our Secret. I have two more songs to close it out. We have Let's Shake by Teenage Head. And then finally, Dear Prudence, not by the Beatles, but covered by Susie and the Banshees. Have a good Tuesday and rest of your week.
I'm Up now on this week's Release Radar, in partnership with the Kingston Music Office, we're pleased to present a selection from local rock band Cassador's new album entitled Mama Might Have Raised a Fool. The new album, released on November 4th, is Cassador's third full-length. It blends the nostalgia of early 2000s indie rock with modern influences. Throughout, Cassador delivers a locally created and written 10-song album that comes out swinging with cheeky, down-to-earth, and ward-around-the-edges straight-up rock. Want to be highlighted next time? Complete the Release Radar submission form on the Kingston Music Office website or via visitkingston.music on Instagram. In the meantime, stream Mama Might Have Raised a Fool by Cassador on your favorite platforms and enjoy a selection from it called Big Man Keen right now here on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Enjoy genres like slowcore, post-hardcore, noise rock, math rock, shoegaze, or anything like that, tune into Past Tense, 9 p.m. Wednesdays on CFRC. It also airs 9 p.m. Mondays on luradio.ca and 9 p.m. Thursdays on cjlo.com.
Goodman, host of Democracy Now! This is CFRC 101.9 FM.